You are listening to the Faith, Love, and Relationship Podcast with Melvin Davis. So, a moment of transparency right here. I recorded this message, probably finished about maybe 6 minutes ago. I recorded this message and went to listen to it, and the sound was trash. So now I gotta do it all over again. But it's all good. I gotta get it out, because I know many of you have been waiting for part three. Yeah, this is part three of Green Flags in a Godly Relationship. But this episode here, in this segment, this is geared towards women in Christ. These are some things that women should be looking out for. If you are currently dating, or you are engaged, or you've recently married, congratulations. If you have found that God-fearing man, and if these points that I'm going to share with you resonate or confirm or is confirmation, I am elated, I'm excited, and I'm happy for you. And I pray that God will continue to bless your relationship, your marriage, and that it continues to glorify God. And perhaps you have the chance to share your testimony with the body of Christ, to inspire and encourage Christian singles to wait on the Lord. These are some green flags that I want to put on your heart. If you have not listened to the intro in parts one and two of this series, I would advise you to do so before listening further. The intro, I set the entire foundation of this message up. Then parts one and two, I go in and dig a little bit deeper in details of green flags. I know you heard about the red ones all the time, and it's probably created a paranoia in your mind, so much so that you are anticipating things to go wrong. And when you create a scenario in your mind, as a man thinketh, so is he. But when you are already creating a negative scenario in your mind, it's gonna take into fruition. It's gonna, become an action. Your action will follow the reality that you create in your mind. And I'm not saying to ignore red flags. I'm not saying that red flags don't exist. What I am saying is that green ones do too. There are some green flags that I want to place on your heart, and for you to keep in mind when you are approached by a godly man, or if you are interested in the godly man. There are some things, some green flags that I want you to be aware of. And before I go further, I want to pray. I want the Lord to guide my heart. I want the Spirit to guide my tongue. I want to speak life and hope into you and your situation. And I pray that this is confirmation for you. Jesus, thank you so much for this message that you have placed on my heart. I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening. I pray that you will open their hearts and their eyes, that you would give them a heart of understanding, that you would give them a heart to receive, that you would give them a heart of discernment. I pray that you would bring light, truth, clarity, and confirmation. Thank you, Jesus, in your name that I pray. Amen. Amen. So let's get right into it. I'm excited to get this message out. Hope that you're smiling right now, your teeth are showing, and that you are just waiting to hear what the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you in the body of Christ. There are green flags in the godly relationship that you should be aware of. The heart is very precious, very delicate. And when the heart is wounded, grieved, and disappointed, it can really throw someone off. It can send someone to a dark place. And that's not the will of God for you. There are two things that the Lord placed on my heart in this season. One, the Lord asked me, not asked me, but He instructed me, one, to guard my heart. Two, He said, set boundaries. And it's important, maybe God has not spoken this directly to you. But I know what he's instructing me can be beneficial to you as well. And you have to guard your heart, and you have to set boundaries with people. And you have to guard your heart so that you don't allow yourself to be put in unnecessary situations for your heart to be broken, or for you to experience disappointment, or for you to be distracted in your season of waiting. But the Lord said to me clearly, said, Melvin, guard your heart, set boundaries. And there's a lot more to those in these instructions. And I'm not going to go into that because it's not really relevant to this message, this podcast episode here. But you want to guard your heart, and you want to set boundaries. So the first point, hope you got your pen and notepad ready. The first green flag. And this first green flag, there's a line, a statement that I want to read to you. And this is from the open letter to my future wife. And many of you have listened to it. If you purchase my book, Hail for Love, or if I share this letter with you, you're familiar with it. And I want to throw out there really quick that writing this letter to my future wife wasn't something that I thought of. It's not something that I planned to do. It was actually blogging about something else, and then the Spirit of the Lord came over me. The Holy Spirit came over me, and I opened up another document and began typing. After I was done typing, lo and behold, it was a letter to my future wife. So I'm thankful that the Lord has given me these words, because that letter is very prophetic. A lot of things that the Spirit of the Lord gave to me began to manifest and happen in my own life. And one of the things that I want to share with you, if you have listened to the letter already, this is just a friendly reminder, but for those who haven't listened to the open letter of my future wife, to my future wife, there's a key statement that the Spirit of the Lord gave to me in here. And this is a green flag for you, my sisters in Christ. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me, He said, I want to know you before I propose to you. I want to know you before I propose to you. And the first green flag that I want to bring to your attention, women in Christ, is that the man that you're with, you're courting, the man that has proposed to you, marriage isn't the only thing on his mind. Knowing you is. I'm going to repeat this again. I want you to catch it, because I don't want you to miss it. Marriage isn't the only thing on his mind. Knowing you is. He's more interested in knowing you before rushing to the jewelry store to buy a wedding ring. Why? Because a godly man knows his love is worth more than the ring. A godly man knows his love is worth more than the ring. Now, why is this important, my sisters in Christ? One of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. With self-control comes patience. With patience, there comes the ability to wait on the Lord, to move and act according to his timing. And when a man wants to take his time in knowing you, it's because he wants to know you before he proposes to you. That he wants to know the woman that you are in a secret place. That he wants to know about your prayer life. Whether you live a life of prayer and fasting. He wants to know how you read God's word, how much time you spend in God's word. He wants to know about how you have come to know the Lord. And all these things are important for a godly man to know because he wants to get a picture, an idea of your identity in Christ, what he's called you to be, and where you stand at with him in this world. Because not everyone who has given their life to Christ is following him. Not every person who proclaims or who attends church every Sunday, they may not pick up the Bible until that day. And when a man wants to take the time to know you and your relationship with the Lord, I think that's a beautiful thing. Because he wants to see who you are through the eyes of Christ. He wants to see a different facet of you. And he wants to take his time in knowing you. And, you know, I'll share something personal in this moment, because I feel like it's necessary. I don't mind, you know, being transparent. But I was having a conversation with someone earlier, and, you know, I asked her for prayer, and I asked her to pray for a helpmate, and you know, in the past, or years ago, I would pray for a godly woman, I would pray for a godly wife. But in this specific season that I'm in, I'm praying specifically for a helpmate. Now, a helpmate isn't any kind of woman. She's a God-fearing woman. She's a woman who hungers and thirsts after holiness and righteousness. But a helpmate is an asset, not a liability. That she's an asset to the marriage. That she brings something to the marriage. And what she's bringing her relationship and love for the Lord in the marriage. That's going to be able to push and encourage a godly man on in his purpose. And when it comes to my pursuit or things that I look for in a woman, I also have my calling and purpose in mind. And because of my calling and purpose in the kingdom of God, I can't date or court anyone. I can't give my time to anyone. And this is not like a criticism towards any woman, because we all are called to be with someone that God has for us, and not everyone is called to be with us, or not everyone is called to be married or to become one flesh with. And it's going to take a special kind of woman to walk by my side in serving God. Therefore, I am not just praying for a wife, I am now praying for a helpmate. And when a godly man is in tune to God, he's not just praying for any wife, but he's praying for a helpmate. And what's so special about a helpmate is that she brings significant value and worth to a man's life. That the anointing that's on her life and the blessing and favor that's on her life is going to directly impact the man that she's with. And with given all of that, of what I just said, I can't give myself to anyone. I can't pursue or invest my time with anyone. That I have to be very in tune and discerning of what the Lord shows me. And that's part of the reason why he told me, one, to guard my heart, two, to set boundaries. But when a man sees you as a helpmate, he sees value in you, and he's going to want to take the time to know you before he proposes to you. He knows that his love for you is going to be worth more than a wedding ring. And and going back to what I was sharing with a friend of mine and my prayer request, is that I said, companionship, fellowship, and friendship are important to me in this season of life. More so than the romantic part of it. And when a man is into you and values you, he wants that companionship and fellowship and friendship with you. And those three ingredients, those three components, is going to allow him to get to know who you are, so he can know you before he proposes to you. And men who are, and this is a red flag that I want to quickly throw out there. I know we're talking about green flags right now, but a red flag, if a man wants to marry you and has no idea who you are, does not understand your heart, does not understand your ways, does not understand your identity in Christ, a man who wants to marry you without knowing you is probably dealing with some type of insecurity, that he feels that someone else might take you off the market before he gets a chance to be with you, to spend the rest of his life with you. And as I've come to mature in the Lord, I've come to understand and value companionship, because you have to like the person for the person, and not just because of the external or the surface things of them. And I'm referring to the beauty of a person. But you have to think longevity. You have to think 10, 15 years down the road. Is this the person that I'm going to like being around? Is this the person that I can actually have a conversation with? Is this a person that who's able to pour into me, to give rather than to receive, or just to talk? I mentioned in a previous episode podcast that one way that a woman can support a man is by listening to him. Not everyone has the ability, the awareness, or the consciousness of the power of listening. So when a man wants to build with you, wants to establish a companionship, fellowship, and friendship with you, it's because he's functioning and operating under the fruit of self-control, that he's moving to the timing and pacing of God to get to know you thoroughly. And that doesn't mean that he's going to know all of you in several months or 7 years, because we get to know and come to understand different facets and layers of who we are as time goes on. But a man is going to take his time with you. He's not going to rush you. He's not going to pressure you to marry him. He's not going to give you an ultimatum. He's not going to threaten to talk to other women. because you're not ready. So that's the first green flag, is that marriage isn't the only thing on his mind, but knowing you is. Another green flag, and this is coming from one of my quotes that I posted a couple weeks ago. Excuse me. And the second green flag is that he notices your fine details. He notices your fine details. And I'm going to read this quote that I posted. If her shoes are untied, tie them for her. If it's the last slice, give it to her. When she puts time to look good for you, take note of every fine detail and compliment her. Her value is truly worth more than precious jewels and rubies. She's the gift you get to unwrap every day. See, when a man takes notices, like when he takes notice of like how you put yourself together to look good for him, and he compliments you on your makeup, or how your makeup compliments the hue of your eyes, or your earrings, or how your earrings compliment your outfit, your hair, the time that you have put in to make your hair look good and so that you can look dolled up and everything, that when he compliments you is because he's not an arrogant, self-absorbed, selfish man, a man that is not into himself. But his attention focuses on you. That he's acknowledging and he's praising and honoring the time that you put in to look good for him. And he's complimenting you because not just because you are beautiful to him, but he's thankful that he gets to, that you're the gift that he gets to unwrap every single day. And that your worth is more than materialistic things. But you are the blessing that God has given him. And I mentioned that, if it's the last slice, give it to her. I think, this might seem like a little bit mushy or cliche, or sappy, like, but if it's a man last, if it's his last of anything, if it's cake or whatever it is that he's eating, and he gives you the last of that says a lot. It might seem like gushy, insignificant, but it's as an expression of selflessness. That he's willing to give you his last just to make you happy. And that's, that speaks to love, and it speaks to thoughtfulness. It speaks to selflessness. The third green flag that I want to bring to your attention, and this is really good here, and this is and I have a scripture for this. I didn't plan to insert the scripture into my message. The Holy Spirit gave it to me before I sat down to record. And another green flag in a godly relationship, my sisters in Christ, is that he sees you as a helpmate and not a maid. He sees you as a helpmate and not a maid. And there are some men, unfortunately, there are some godly men out there looking for a maid and not a helpmate. They're looking for a woman that's going to serve them, cater to them, take care of them without reciprocating any love back. And there are some men out there who don't want to be with women who's going to challenge them from a godly place and a place of respect. You see, a helpmate, the reason why it's been in my heart to pray for a helpmate, because I have moments of discouragement. I have moments where it's hard to push forward. I have moments where, I forget what I'm called to do, or things can get, life can get so hard, that you can get stuck in a place of complacency. And see, a helpmate can come into your life and bring life to your life. That she comes with a living well because the Holy Spirit lives in her. She comes with the living well because the Spirit of God is in her, and she's able to speak things into existence over your life. That she's able to decree and declare the word of the Lord over a man's life. And a helpmate is not going to allow a man to be to get complacent or comfortable in just potential. But she's going to pray him into his promise. Whatever his promised land is that the Lord has called him to, a helpmate is going to be there to see him through it. A helpmate is going to be there to listen. And not just talk, but to listen. And by listening, she's pouring into him. And when a man sees you as a helpmate, you're going to find favor with him. And here's a scripture that I want to read. And it's coming from the second chapter of Ruth. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to turn to Ruth. And I'm going to begin at verse 10. And this is something that one of the ways that I learn when I read scripture or in life, when I see patterns, something that repeats itself, that God is speaking, God is saying something when he repeats himself, or when you begin to see patterns of things that are repetitive in your life, it's speaking volumes to you. And it's wise to take to pause and ask yourself, why is this happening? But what I wanted to bring to your attention here with Ruth is that there's a similarity with Ruth and Esther, is that you hear the word favor. When you read the book of Ruth and Esther, the word favor is repeated in their stories. And that means that the favor of God was on them. And because the favor of God was on them, they had favor with their husbands. And Ruth and Esther, these women, these two women, they are described in Proverbs 31. Ruth and Esther are Proverbs 31 women. But you hear the word favor as it pertains to Ruth and Esther. So I'm going to read chapter 2, verse 10, starting at verse 10, and Ruth. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner?" And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully reported to me, all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." You see, Boaz found favor with Ruth, and he favored her. And because of the favor that was on Ruth's life, and because Boaz favored her, Ruth, the things that God had blessed Boaz with, Ruth became a recipient of those blessings. And the flag, the green flag that I want to bring to your attention again in this third part Is that a green flag? Is that your husband is going to find favor with you? When a man sees you as a helpmate, he's going to favor you. He's going to treat you special. He's not going to treat you like any other woman. But he's going to see something in you that no other man has saw before. And he's going to love you. He's going to love you in a place, in a way that he's never loved a woman before. And when a man of God favors you, he's going to give you the best of him. And I'm going to read this quote that I actually posted today. And it reads, "Woman in Christ, God will place favor on your husband's heart to give you the best of him. You will have favor with your husband." And that's something that I'm decreeing right now, that you will meet a man who will favor you. And this has nothing to do with just buying you expensive bags, going on lavish trips. It has nothing to do with materialistic things. So don't hear me incorrectly. But I'm speaking of the kind of favor that allows someone to see you the way that God sees you. And based upon what the Lord has revealed to him, revealed to that man about you, he will treat you and love you as such. He sees you as a helpmate. That's another green flag. My next point, and for those who have missed the scripture, I read chapter 2 in Ruth, starting at verse 10, I think 10 through 12. But go back and read the book of Esther, go back and read the book of Ruth, and you will see the word favor repeated in their stories. The other point that I wanna other green flag that I want to share with you, and it's kind of like, we'll just piggyback off of the first point that I made, that marriage isn't the only thing on his mind, but knowing you is. But the other green flag ties into that, and I'm going to find the quote for that, because I do have a quote for this point, for this green flag. And it reads, "Knowing the woman she is, know the woman she is in the secret place to love her deeply. Attraction isn't confirmation. God's spirit is the green flag to move forward with her. Know the woman she is in the secret place to love her deeply." See, when a man takes time to understand the kind of relationship that you have with God, and then in understanding, he's asking you questions and he's inviting you into his prayer life and his walk with God, and wanting to be a part of yours. It's because that he wants to see and understand the way in which God created you. And in understanding and knowing your identity in Christ, he's able to love you from that place of understanding. And when a man is not infatuated with you, he's not hung up in how beautiful you are, how gorgeous you are, but he wants to know the core of your heart, that he wants to really take the time to know you. It's a sign of maturity. It's a sign that you stand out differently, that there is something unique about you that he has not experienced with other women. And when he wants to know the woman that you are in your secret place with the Lord, and how you get on your knees and you fast and you pray and you pour your heart out to God, and you make yourself available to Him. That's helpmate material. It's not just any wife material. It's not wife material. That's helpmate material. A woman who is set apart from this world. A woman whose heart is in the hands of the one living true God. When a man wants to know all of these things about you, to understand your depths, it's because he has longevity in mind. That this is the kind of woman that he gets to spend the rest of his life with. This is the kind of woman that he can pray with, overcome obstacles and challenges with. This is the type of woman that he can build a life with and experience success with. And when you're with a man who wants to know you and understand you before he proposes to you, that's a wonderful and beautiful thing. That he's more interested in knowing you before rushing to the jewelry store to buy a wedding ring for you. That he wants to know the woman that you are before he proposes to you. A man who knows that his love for you is worth more than a wedding ring is a man who's going to truly love you. A man who notices, like, your fine details, the time and effort that you put in to maintain, sustain good health, and keep in shape. How you take care of yourself, and he acknowledges those things and cheers you on, supports you. It's a beautiful thing. Those are green flags. Another green flag is that he sees you as a helpmate and not a maid. That he's not in your life looking for someone to serve him. But he wants a woman that he can grow with. He wants to be with the woman that's going to reciprocate the kind of love and time and energy that he puts forth in making the relationship better every single day. A man who finds favor with you because he sees you the way that Christ does is that is an awesome green flag to praise God about. A man who wants to know you in the secret place. Understanding that attraction isn't confirmation, because men who are quick to put a ring on you, there's some men who are quick to put a ring on you because you're beautiful. I'm sorry. Beauty will not keep you faithful. Excuse me, excuse the dog barking in the background. But beauty is not enough to keep a man faithful. And for men in Christ, in part four, this is going to be geared towards, men in Christ. I'm going to be dropping some wisdom for things that men should look out for, but beauty is not enough. What's going to keep a person in your life is their faithfulness to God, obviously, but their companionship, their fellowship, and their friendship. It's a solid foundation for love that love has to stand on, and keeping Christ all at the center. And that concludes this message. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. If it has touched you and moved you to share it with someone else, please do. You can always play it back. Thank you so much again. I'm coming back for part four, where I'm going to share green flags that, that my brothers in Christ should be praising and thanking God for. But if all of these points and things resonate within you, resonate within you, and gives you a certain peace and level of confidence and moving forward with someone, glory to God. I'm extremely happy for you. And I mentioned this before, that it's extremely difficult these days to find someone that you're equally yoked with. It's difficult and challenging these days to find someone who is healed, not wounded or broken. Someone who's emotionally and mentally available and spiritually available to start something meaningful with you. Because there are plenty of people out there that you have to be aware of who are trying to love broken, who are looking for marriage rather than being married to God, who are looking for the next relationship to pass time with, to band-aid their wounds, their cuts and bruises. There are some people who don't want to heal. There are some people who don't want to put themselves in a position to be equally yoked with the person that God has for them. There are people desiring and not preparing. Thank you so much again.
God bless you.